Another week of unbelievable revelations on Kennedy Malloy. Jane revealed her high school nickname.
Fat Ken.
Fat Ken?
Okay, where do you want to start?
Well, possibly because they're a bunch of very thin Italian girls, and I was in white, kind of possibly a little chubby at the time. And they didn't like all the Italian food their parents were serving, and I would wolf it.
Right.
Instead of giving it to the dog, they would give it to me.
Instead of giving it to the dog.
Do you mind if I call you Fat Ken?
Yes, I do, and no one's ever to call me that.
And then Mick reluctantly revealed his.
Mary, but I don't want to go into it. I really don't.
Mary!
Oh, you have to, Mary.
Not appropriate.
Mary and Fat Ken driving you home.
No, I was playing football once and I was under 12s and it was a really like a terrible, terrible day. Like hailstones aside, golf balls coming down. It was just like one big mud pitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were playing away. And when I came off at the end of the game, my shorts were pristine white. In that I hadn't rolled around. No.
Mary the Virgin.
Right, since I've gone, good on you, Mary.
That's funny to
That's
call you
funny
Mary.
Story. Isn't
that
good funny? On you, Mary.
Jane revealed the details of an off-air conversation.
Did you say she was crying on you?
Hey, what is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
You are terrible. She made the right choice in the end. Went out with a guy who wasn't quite as big as us.
Oh, Lance Armstrong.
And Mick revealed some stalkerish behaviour towards the Ford girl.
Yeah, I bought some of her hair on the internet. I'm a huge fan of the
Okay, girl. That's creepy.
Jane revealed she'd spotted some flirting when Mick went on Sunrise.
Sam was a bit coquettish with you there.
Oh, interesting.
I think she's always had a bit of an eye for you. Oh, I think
I'm getting
likes...
a vibe from Koshy.
Mick revealed that he's been banned from riding a Shetland pony.
So we won't let an adult over 80 kilograms. Get on that, and I go, well, touch and go. if you hadn't
really?
Told me, I wouldn't have had breakfast.
if you hit the 80 mark?
And then we had to bring in a 80. Procession of horses till we got one big enough.
A fake Shetland?
Well,
is it still a Shetland?
In the end, we settled on a Clydesdale.
And when coming up with a bet about last night's footy for Mick, Andy Lee revealed just how twisted his mind really is.
The loser has to eat one pube of the other man.
God. Did you run this by anyone?
No.
I want silver service. Yeah. I want Manu in here to present it.
Jane revealed her intentions to attend her first ever music festival, Glastonbury.
Liam Gallagher, Tame Impala, Chemical Brothers, The Cure,
yes.
And The Killers,
oh, wow. Yes, please.
On the same bill.
I'm going to throw my weight behind this and get you there.
Thank
because
you.
Because I care for you.
Does that mean you
want
to come?
And I want you. Well, it means the Lord's test is on at exactly the same time.
And Mick revealed his plan to boost his Instagram following.
Stand by, I'm about to post a dick pic.
All right, well, that's
not what we mean when we're trying to encourage you to get bigger numbers. Bigger, not smaller.
Okay.
Sent.
Oh, it's tiny.
Delete.
Oh, get off, Dave. Hold it in the right line.
But the biggest reveal this week came from one of Mick's twin boys.
Lenny's got lice.
Oh,
not happy, Jack!
As she says this, I'm on the phone. I notice I'm scratching the back of my head. I've got head lice. I'm going on the telly tomorrow night.
No.
I sat on a horse today. I could have given it to a horse.
This is terrible.
Look, want to wear my headphones?
No. I have been through
Come
the
here.
Knit. Don't. If you touch my hair, I'll kill you. Back off.
Thanks a lot, Fred and Lenny.
Really feel sorry for the Malloy house. Mick's mum's going to be so busy.